ओम शांति। स्पेशल होमवर्क टू एक्सपीरियंस द अव्यक्त स्टेज इन दिस अव्यक्त मंथ। सो वी आर स्टार्टिंग अ न्यू सीरीज टुडे एंड दिस इज द स्पेशल होमवर्क फॉर द मंथ ऑफ जनवरी 2020। दिस आर टोटल 31 different efforts for every day. So for today, that is 1st of January 2020, today's effort is just as Father Brahma in the Sakar form, while having many other responsibilities, gave the experience of the subtle and the incorporeal stages. Similarly, you children, while being in the corporeal form, experience and give others the experience of the angelic stage. Souls who come into connections now are able to glimpse godly love, elevated knowledge and the elevated activities. But now let them have a vision of the avyakta stage. So this effort will go on for 31 days, and this is a special series. We will name it as Invisible Visible, and today's effort is just as Father Brahma in the Sakar form, while having responsibilities, he gave the experience of the Sakar and Nirakar, subtle and incorporeal stages. Similarly, you children, while being in the corporeal form, in the Sakar form, experience and give others the experience of the angelic stage. So, this is today's homework. To experience angelic stage and to give others the experience of angelic stage. To experience oneself and to experience and to give that experience to others. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba described three types of plays by children. The first play was, we don't want it, still it happens. And Baba says, it means you don't have control over your senses. That was the first play. To say that it happens, it shows that you have no control over your senses. The second play was, children say, Baba, there is opposition. Baba says, that means that you are not in your position. When you are set in your position, there cannot be any opposition. Even if there is an opposition, the opposition will go away. The third play by children is, children say, Baba, this is very difficult. Why, what, where? Questions. Baba said, and he gave the example of darkness and light. In the darkness, you keep on shouting, crying out. But when you on the switch of awareness, everything goes away. Also, whenever you feel something is very difficult, Baba said something. What was that? If you call him from your heart, Baba, my Baba, my companion, come and help. These are five words. Baba, my Baba, my companion, my partner, come and help. If this comes out from the heart, Baba will help. If you say it with all your all rights, it will come. Otherwise, he will not come. So these are the three types of place described by Baba in yesterday's Murli. So today's effort is to be like Brahma, who whilst being in the Sakar form, gave the experience of the incorporeal Nirakar form. And Baba also cited the example of Brahma. Just as he became angel, so this is quite certain, nishchit, that you will also become an angel, and from angel you will become deity. So to remain in the angelic form, to remain in the angelic form and to give others the experience of that angelic form, this is today's homework. Stay in the angelic form and give others the experience of angelic form. Souls who come into connection are now able to glimpse. They are already getting godly love, elevated knowledge, elevated activities they see. But now give them the vision of avyakta stage. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, this is new year. In the world, in the new year, they give gifts. You also have to give three gifts. What are they? What gifts you have to give to the world? Through your mind, give them powers. Through your speech, give them knowledge. And through your activities, give them virtues. For giving these three gifts, you have to pay attention to three things. What are they? For giving these three gifts, you have to give three types of attention. What are those attention? You have to make your mind powerful through manan, through the power of churning. Then only you can give powers through the mind. What you have to do through speech? Sorry, for speech, what is needed is churning power. For mind, you need to make the mind powerful. Then only you can give powers. And through your activity, through your chalan, through your behavior, you have to become virtuous. So gun swarup, shakti swarup, gyan swarup, you become yourself. Then you give to the others. Baba talked about three type of transformations. What were they? Yesterday's Murli. Three types of transformation. Three types of transformation. Transformation of self. Transformation of your relatives. And transformation of the world. For these three types of transformation, you need three things. What are they? Shubh bhavana, shubh kamana, and dhrida sankalp. Determined thought, good wishes, pure feelings. Without these three things, you cannot transform. Because there are three types of cries in the world. What are they? Devotees, time, and sorrowful souls, pukar. Time is crying out. The worldly souls, unhappy souls, dukhiyo ki pukar. They are crying out. Samay ki pukar, the call of time, the three types of call. Described by Baba in yesterday's Murli. So, to remain in the avyakta stage oneself and to give the others the experience of avyakta stage, that's the today's homework. And for staying in this avyakta stage, as Baba said, keep on churning something or other. And the best thing we have to churn with us is yesterday's Murli, which was very deep. That was the Murli of 31st December 2008. We were seeing so many elevated souls on the stage who are no more in body. So time has changed. Time has changed. And Baba said in this Murli also, time is changing very fast. Time is changing very fast. The speed of time is fast. So you have to see time, you have to see yourself. Swayam Samay. See these two things. Because time is changing very, very fast. So this is New Year. And Baba said, you have to do three things in New Year. Or people do three things. First, they celebrate. Give congrats. And third, give them khushkhabri, the good news that the new age is coming. This is what you have to do. This manana, this celebration even worldly people do. You also celebrate, but along with your celebration there is congratulation. Badhai. And along with that congratulation there is, you give good news, good tidings that the new age is coming. And the Murli starts with, Baba is someone who gives a new donation of life and you are the one who imbibe that new life. So new life ushers you into the new world. And this is your nishchay. This is nishchit and this is atal bhavi. These are the three in the word. This is your faith. This is fixed that you are going to get the gift, varsa, inheritance and adhikar. Again three things. You are going to get the right, you are going to get inheritance, you are going to get the gift of golden age. Three things you are going to get. And this is nishchit. This is fixed. This is your nishchay. This is your faith. And this is your atal bhavi. This is unchangeable fortune or your fate. So you cannot escape from this. They are going to get this. So again, these three things. Baba discussed, what is your aim of this confluence age? So what is the aim? To become like the Father, to become complete and to follow the Father. And for following the Father, you need to do two things. What are they? You have to utilize each and every moment, each and every breath, and you have to become the very embodiment of success. Safal karo, safalta murt bano. So you become the embodiment of success and you become, you utilize each and every moment just as Father Brahma utilized each and every breath, each and every moment of his life. So you also you do. And when you do this, you will have your accounts. So there are five things. When you utilize time, what happens? When you utilize breath, what happens? When you utilize power, what happens? When you utilize virtue, what happens? When you utilize jnana, what happens? So when you utilize time in the worthwhile manner, you will have enough time of your kingdom. When you utilize every breath, what happens? You will remain healthy. You will not fall sick for the 21 births. When you utilize power, you will be very much powerful. You will not have dearth of a single power. When you utilize virtue, even till the copper age, they will sing of you as the most virtuous, all virtuous. And we utilize jnana, what will happen? You will not require any minister. You will have your kingdom as obstacle free. Nirvigna. When you utilize jnana in the worthwhile manner. So Baba said, just as Father Brahma utilized everything to the hilt, in the worthwhile manner, so also you utilize every breath, every time, every power, every virtue, every gyan point you have. Then only you will have whatever you have, the saving accounts here, the same will happen to you in future. So, again, for this follow father, some people, some children say it is difficult, but Baba says it is very easy. And what is the method to follow father? Again, five things. Thought, words, deeds, connection, and relationships. What father thought before, you also think the same manner. What he spoke, you also, before speaking, think what he would have spoken. Before doing something, think what he would have done. Before whatever connections and whatever relationships you have, Baba said, copy it. Copying is quite easy. Copying is not difficult. So try to copy him. Try to see him, what he did. And he had the greatest of opposition. It's not that he did not have opposition. He had the opposition, but with his strong willpower, he faced all the opposition. And while sitting in the seat of the Soman, I am Master Almighty Authority. Face all the opposition. And Baba said, you have played this play of upset and set from since copper age. You had that sanskar of getting upset and then again set. So Baba teaches you the method to remain set, and this to remain set in the seat of Soman, self-respect. You can counter, you can face, you can encounter each and every opposition, each and every situation. Also, there is one more little homework, and that's quite powerful. Baba said, you are khush naseeb, you are fortunate, you have khush chehra, you have happy face, and that's why you should not have rob, anger. Now there are some children who say that anger is necessary. Without anger, things don't work. Baba said, give me the list of people who you have changed, whom you have changed by anger. Bring the list of people whom you have changed by showing anger or force. Bring that list. Baba said, you cannot change anybody by anger. If he is senior, what happens? And if he is junior, what happens? If he is junior, he will keep on crying. If he is senior, he will have opposition in the mind. So, that sums up yesterday's murli. We'll come back to this effort. Today we are not revising that murli in that official manner. We are doing this one. So just as Father Brahma, he was in the Sakar form, and yet he experienced that avyakta form. In the similar manner, you stay in the avyakta form. And one of the methods of staying in the avyakta form is keep on churning within this knowledge, practicing spiritual drills, and then gradually, automatically, you give that experience to others. Because for giving this experience to others, you have to experience things yourself. Without experiencing yourselves, you cannot give any experience to anybody in this world. So, if you want to give experience yourself. Baba said, underline this word, that I have to become like the Father. Baba said, Baba is giving you slogan, Baba is giving you vardhan. This is word slogan that I have to become like. This is the power. The moment you say, the moment from your heart you say Baba, you will get the power of transformation. Power of transformation. Transforming what? Negative to positive. Because negative is very strong. And it's hidden somewhere in the mind. But the moment you say Baba, you will get power of transformation. And this power of transformation will help you get rid of that negative. Negative words, negative behavior. everything which is negative will change into positive. So keeping on churning knowledge itself is a powerful tool to remain avyakt. Souls who come into connection now are able to glimpse. They experience godly love, elevated knowledge and the elevated activity, but now let them have the vision of the avyakta stage. So to remain in the avyakta stage means to unmanifest stage, means to remain in as much silence as possible. Avyakta stage has a very strong link with silence. Avyakta stage has a very strong link with introverted mind. Avyakta stage has a very strong link with solitude. So these three things, when they come together, they form avyakta stage. Also soul consciousness and God consciousness in between. So avyakta stage is like a triangle, where there is a silence, there is a solitude, there is introversion, and in between there is soul consciousness and God consciousness. Soul consciousness and remembrance. This is what becomes the avyakta stage. Without these components, avyakta stage is not possible. So Baba said, just as the father stayed in the avyakta stage, just as he remained set, and when you remain set, you cannot get upset. So just as he remained set, wise being in the corporeal form, experience and give others the experience of the angelic form. So they will have the vision of the avyakta stage. Om Shanti.